Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Whitney is looking for a second date update with a guy named Trent, and we're going to see if we can't help her out today. Hey, Whitney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So can you take us in the beginning? Can you tell us how you met Trent and how the first date went and all that?
Well, I met him online, and God, I'm sorry. It's so awkward. I don't like it.
You know, like what? Just trolling around online for a date or dating, period?
Well, I meet men online and then go on awkward dates. It's just how it always is.
Gotcha. Jen loved it when she did her 10-day challenge.
It was so much fun.
Or 5-day
challenge. It was five.
Look, she's coughing. She's hacking up a lung. She hates dating so much.
I'm allergic to it.
Right.
But I feel like I don't really have any other options at this point, you know? Like, I work in a small office. I don't meet anybody through my job. My social circle is, like, really small, and a lot of them are already married, so it's not, you know, not much opportunity there.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really have any hobbies to speak of, unless you count cross-stitching.
Oh.
And I'm not meeting any dudes cross-stitching, so here we are.
There are a lot of guys listening right now that don't like to leave their house that are hearing this going, you know, she sounds pretty great, actually. She sounds pretty ideal.
I would meet them.
So not a lot of hobbies, not a lot of outlets.
I just kind of ran out of options. So, you know, I met Trent, and things seemed fine. Like, we met for lunch. We were there for, like, an hour and 15 minutes, and I feel like that's kind of a long time. So, like, we exhausted all the first date lunch conversation topics. You know, we talked family, work, interests, backgrounds, like high school, you know, all those things. It was all good.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything afterward that I thought might have been stupid, you know, or, like, I didn't think back and think, oh, God, that was dumb that you said it. And, but he did seem, like, a little uncomfortable at times, but it's kind of like your average run-of-the-mill first date discomfort. I didn't think anything of it.
So nothing you specifically did, you don't think?
No. Like, I've been racking my brain. I can't think of anything. And, like, obviously I didn't see any reason for him to be acting weird. But, I mean, who knows? Like, he hasn't called me, so maybe I did something totally ridiculous to turn him off. Or,
now,
you know, like, after lunch, it just seemed like we just kind of stood up and said it was nice to meet you, and then we left. Like,
okay.
That's how we left each other.
And then did you ever try to get a hold of him after that?
Oh, I did. Like, I texted him a day later, and I was like, you know, lunch was fine, and he never responded.
Okay. But here's what I want to know. Like, hearing you describe this whole thing makes me feel like you yourself don't seem like you were all into this date. Like, you know, you met him. It doesn't sound like there was anything magical to it. Do you think he picked up on that vibe and was just like, you know, it was good. It was fine. We chit-chatted, but I'm really just not that into her. Or maybe she's not that into me, so why bother?
After the date, I wasn't into him. Like, I thought he was, you know, pretty nice. I thought it, you know, worked out all right, but you know, in the beginning, I was just like, oh, God, another online date. But he didn't seem like the others. So I was just a little confused.
So is this someone that you really, like, are you just curious? Or is this someone you think you really want to kind of spend some time getting to know better?
I am curious. But then at the same time, I think that it could be something.
Okay. You got any questions, guys?
I don't think so.
Anything else we need to know, Whitney, before we take the break and call him up?
Not that I can think of.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will call Trent and see what he thought of Whitney and his date with her as we continue with Second Date Update next. Hang on. All right, so Whitney met Trent online, and they seem to hit it off. You know, they seem to have enough in common. Like, Whitney typically hates the whole dating thing anyway. It just feels very contrived and weird and awful, and this wasn't that awful. Which I guess is a good thing, but she hasn't heard from Trent since. She sent a couple texts, no response. So we're going to go ahead and call Trent and see what's going on with him.
I'm ready.
All right, let's call Trent.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Trent, please?
This is Trent.
Trent, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you, my friend?
Jeff and Jen?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
It's us.
Morning.
Say hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
What's up? How are you guys?
Doing good.
We're doing good. Are you a fan? Do you ever have a chance to listen to the show?
Absolutely. I listen to you guys almost every day.
I love that. Thank you.
Uh-oh.
There's always that slight
There's that moment of realization.
Clicks. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a second date update call for you, buddy. It's your turn. Your number's up.
All right. I got a story.
You got a story about the same person we're calling about?
I think so. Whitney?
Yeah, it is Whitney.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was not a good situation. Nothing to do with Whitney. She was great. The thing was, I was sitting there at lunch, and I look up, and my ex-girlfriend's mom is working there.
Oh.
And, like, it was a recent breakup. So, like, I'm sitting there. I saw her, like, catch my eye a couple times. I can tell she's pissed. You know, because she's pissed at me for breaking up the relationship because my ex is pregnant. And she says it's mine, but I really don't believe it is.
Oh.
And I knew if she spotted me, there'd be all this shit that would go down. And, like, her mom, I don't know, I just know it's going to get back to her. But so this whole time I'm sitting there with Whitney, I'm just thinking about that.
You can't even pay attention to what's going on right in front
attention.
Of you.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm just like, you know, changing topics. I'm, like, barely listening. And, you know, I felt bad, honestly, because she was a nice girl. And
you never let her in on the fact that your ex's mom was there staring you down?
No.
And she's giving you the evil eye because not only did you break her daughter's heart, but in her mind, she thinks that you impregnated her daughter and then abandoned her.
Basically, that's what she thinks. Yeah, that's what she thinks.
But you have not been officially ruled out as a suspect yet. Is that correct? You know, like,
can you
officially
say for sure?
I mean, I guess if you're looking for, like, DNA proof or something, then no, that's not out there right now. But, like, I'm willing to, you know, I'll get tested. Yeah.
Okay. So you got this going on while you're on a date with Whitney. So
I live in Villa Hills. Everybody knows everything about everyone, and that nobody needs to know that I'm out there dating, you know. So I don't know.
Well, that cat's out of the bag now. But...
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
But, I mean, look, thank you for being forthright and honest about the whole situation. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I can see why that would be distracting and take your eye off the ball.
Now, when is this baby due? And how much longer of this drama do you have going on before you can find out one way or another what your responsibility in that is?
2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
So what, you're going on, you're just not going to date for the next 2 months until you have that paperwork in hand? Is that kind of your plan?
Pretty much. Until I can, like, prove that it's not my kid, then, yeah, I was just trying to keep, you know, keep the whole dating thing on the DL, so to speak.
Right.
Other than
Still
that, did you enjoy your time on the date? If we take the drama out with the mother-in-law and the pregnant ex-girlfriend, were you able to focus enough to get a feel whether or not this would be somebody that you would want to have another date with?
I mean, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just kind of was, like, putting the whole thing under or aside, you know? I mean, you could tell her I'll be in touch when I'm, like, free and clear, you know, like, in 2 months.
If she can hang out for 2 months, then you'll reach out to her then.
Well, you want to tell her yourself because we got her on the line right now.
Oh, yeah?
I am.
What are your thoughts on all of this, Whitney?
First of all, like, your ex-girlfriend says she's pregnant and she says it's yours. Like, I have so many questions.
I know, but she's,
you know,
it really,
none of it matters anyway, because I don't want to be any part of this.
How about in 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, what if, in fact, Trent is not the father of this child? Would that make a difference to you?
I mean, it's just weird how everything went down. Like, you're in the middle of something, and then you're still going out on dates, and it seems weird how you handled it.
You mean like the way he managed the whole situation with her mom there and everything?
Right. Like that just...
Like, why didn't he just level with you
now,
at the time?
Like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I just didn't know what to say. I don't know. My bad.
It felt like you were a deer caught in the headlights in that moment, Trent?
Pretty much.
All right. Well,
I understand.
Trent, yeah, I mean, we appreciate you at least having the conversation with us and straightening everything out. And, you know, we hope that situation works itself out for you.
Me too, man.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on Second Date Update, and thanks for listening to the show.
Definitely, man. This is a thrill. I mean, obviously, it was under better circumstances, but
in many ways,
yeah. Until your phone blows up from everyone and be like, "Dude,
my phone's actually already blown up," but that's all right.
All right. Well, thanks again. Keep us posted.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Take it easy.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. If you need our help with a Second Date Update, it's really easy. Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.